Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck the Alaskan Peninsula early Wednesday, and a tsunami warning has been issued for southern and coastal Alaska and the Aleutian Islands. The U.S. National Weather Service has said there is no tsunami threat to the West Coast and Canada. There are no immediate reports of any casualties. The Anchorage Daily News reports some local schools have opened for evacuees. A group of 15 U.S. major city mayors are calling on the federal government to immediately withdraw federal forces and agree to no further unilateral deployments in U.S. cities. In a letter to the U.S. Attorney General William Barr and the Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf, the mayor said the federal government deciding on its own to send forces into American cities is unprecedented and it violates fundamental constitutional protections. Portland, Oregon has been at the forefront of the issue since the federal forces deployed there in early July. Federal officials have defended the deployment as necessary, saying local leaders and law enforcement failed to stop vandalism and violence against federal officers at the U.S. courthouse in Portland. Police say 14 people were shot outside a funeral home in the city of Chicago Tuesday evening. The shooting comes as Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced the city intends to cooperate with federal law enforcement agents President Trump is sending there, this according to the Chicago Tribune. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. With dozens of U.S. states experiencing a surge on coronavirus cases and some local leaders considering reimposing restrictions to curb the spread of the virus, President Trump made his strongest statement yet regarding wearing facial coverings on Tuesday, saying whether you like the mask or not, they have an impact. Trump said the outbreak will probably, in his words, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better. Meantime, Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic Party presidential nominee, laid out his economic plan for the country during a speech in Delaware. He blamed President Trump for failing to lead during the coronavirus pandemic. As European leaders celebrate their historic coronavirus recovery package agreement, some regions and countries are bracing for a possible resurgence of the infection. Belgium, Sweden, Luxembourg, Portugal count among others reporting an increase in cases. Parts of Barcelona, Spain have gone under lockdown. And in another hard-hit country, Italy, the Lazio region that includes Rome, warned also of possible local lockdowns if more clusters of the infection are found. Meanwhile, France on Monday imposed a face mask requirement for all indoor public spaces, threatening violators with a $155 fine. About 2,000 Israelis rallied outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's home in Jerusalem Tuesday, protesting his handling of the coronavirus and alleged corruption. Demonstrators marched from Netanyahu's official residence to Israel's parliament, calling on the five-term premier to step down. Israel has reimposed some restrictions after a rise in coronavirus cases that has prompted protests by Israelis calling for a better, faster, and simpler state aid. A partial lockdown designed to control the spread of the virus was lifted back in May. Israel has reported more than 50,000 coronavirus cases and 422 deaths. Meanwhile, Netanyahu went on trial in May for bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. He denies any wrongdoing. Former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir went on trial in Khartoum for staging the coup that brought him into power back in 1989. The former president, who was ousted from power by the military in April of 2019 after mass protests across the country against his rule, faces the death penalty if convicted. The 76-year-old Bashir, indicted by the International Criminal Court in The Hague for alleged war crimes, genocide, and crimes against humanity in the Darfur region. Sudanese officials have said they would hand over al-Bashir to the ICC, but have yet to do so. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.